Episode 3169, How Do You Support Your Child's Mental Health?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. Sing it with me. It's Fry. Yay! Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. Yes, it's the weekend. I have a very full weekend. How about you? But it doesn't matter, right? Because it's the weekend and you get to decide. You don't have your boss telling you what to do unless you work on the weekend. I'm sorry. But maybe you celebrated the weekend another day, which is during your weekdays. Whatever it is, guess what? It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. We're going to dive in deep. We need to be supporting our children mentally. How do you support your child's mental health? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSED newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Woo! Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Deep breath, because we have got a lot going on. If you haven't heard, we launched our official TV show. We were partnering and did a pilot program with Pray.com. We're still there. So if you're on there, great. You can still use it. But we're also in other channels. So you're going to want to go over to createyournow.com to get the deets, be on the newsletter, and stay tuned right here on the podcast because you know I'm here every single day. But it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of learning curves. Oh, let's say probably a lot of curveballs too. And let me tell you, what's being put out there? You may think we sometimes have this team of like, I don't know, 3, 4, 10, 5, whatever it is that is in your brain. Maybe you think that we have 100 people on our team. No, we don't. We have 3, of which really one person does most of the work. That's only because, well, yes, it's me. And I say that to you just to ask for your patience and your grace. We are growing. God has kind of pushed us out in this arena and what we're doing. And so there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve here for me getting organized. And so we've got stuff coming up. We've got AIM that's going to be opening up. I am praying. However, I am praying, but it all depends on my daughter because she's pregnant with our second grandbaby. And so when that happens, I'm going to be there. I love you, but I got to be there first. So that might slow down progress. So at the latest, it'll be right at the top of the new year of 2024, or it could be as soon as this fall. So stay tuned here. Make sure you're reading your newsletter. I know you're like, what newsletter? I know, because I'm here all the time. I like to give you my newsletters live on the podcast. So if you're like, oh, Christiane, I haven't gotten much of a newsletter from you, maybe once or twice or 3 times. Yeah, I know, because I'm not a writer. Well, I am, but I'm not. You know what I mean? Just be looking at, because we're going to start that up. I want to be able to communicate. There's some people who want to see things in writing and others that don't. So make sure you get on the newsletter. All right, with all of that out of the way, we've got to talk about something very, very important. And I know sometimes I talk fast, so maybe instead of speeding me up to listen to this podcast, you've got to slow me down. So instead of going like 2 times fast, because then I'll be talking like this, and then you won't know what to do. That's really my voice, by the way. I did not speed that part up. That was me talking. You may need to go to 0.5 to understand this one, because we've got a lot to pack in. And this is a very, very serious conversation, but it's one that we need to have. And I think we need to have more often, right? How do you support your child's mental health? What does that look like? You know, because parenting in the modern world comes with the challenge of safeguarding our children's mental well-being amidst anxiety and depression, right? So how do you support your child's mental health? What do? Right? How can you sit there and be their cheerleader, but, you know, rein them in when they need to and also get them the support that they need? That is one of the most significant challenges we face today, the mental well-being of our children. And if you're trying to walk the tightrope watching your child have anxious thoughts or they seem depressed or are depressed, you hurt, don't you? I mean, yeah, you do, just not in the same ways, right? Your child's hurting, you're hurting, you're like, I don't know what to do. You've heard the saying that the most rewarding job is being a parent, right? It's an incredible journey filled with joy and laughter and unconditional love. But who talks about all the struggles and troubles? the late nights wondering when they're going to come home. The first love breakups, the best friend betrayal, the late night feedings, right? You got to go when they were first little, the loss of a pet, even, well, mom, I'm just not good enough. It presents challenges and responsibilities that can sometimes feel overwhelming. And you wonder why we as parents have problems. I mean, our kids are having problems, but we're having problems and we don't know what to do. Well, one significant challenge we face today, right, is that increasing prevalence of mental health issues in our children. And it's not starting in their tweens and teens. It's starting much younger. Depression, anxiety, and other disorders can take a toll on our little ones, our little minis, requiring us to step up our knowledge and recognize the symptoms, seek support, and provide appropriate care. So if you want to help your child, which I know you do, or maybe you have a friend who's going through this, right? Stay tuned, share this with them. Love beyond your abilities. That is your Kids to Keep It Simple strategy. Love beyond your abilities. You know, there's a lot of junk in the trunk for kiddos nowadays. There really is. And, you know, oh my goodness, I think about peer pressure, social media, school demands. I think about YouTube. I think about all of the kids trying to go viral. I mean, just that idea, right, on TikTok and all of this. They've got challenges, parents' expectations. Then you've got, I got to get a sports scholarship because I got to be the first one in my family to go to school. There is so much happening nowadays with our kiddos. All they want to do is run and hide from everything, and you wonder why. They have, I wouldn't say they have more pressure, but their pressure is different than when we grew up, especially when I grew up and when my mom grew up. Now, depending upon your age, you may be much younger than me. That's great. Maybe you're just starting your family. You have one or two kids. They might be 2 and 5 years old. And you're like, well, Christiane, I really haven't gotten into that. Oh, just wait. It all starts at the park when you want to ride the same, you know, whatever that creature is that toggles back and forth, right? It could be a giraffe. It might be a cute little turtle or a bunny rabbit. And all of a sudden, you see your child on the ground in the mulch or the pea gravel, and they're just like pounding at it and yelling, Mom, why won't he get off? Right? And just having this, yes, you know. And if you haven't had it happen to you yet, you will. And for those who are way beyond that, you can remember back to a time. Or maybe yours was in like a store or something. I've had so many of those. I also ran a home daycare for many years. It was a licensed home daycare in the state of Kansas. And, you know, it was one of my most cherished times. I got to be home with my children. At the same time, I got to love on some incredible children that were gifted to me that I got to borrow and take care of them while their parents went out and impacted the world that they touched. I mean, I had firefighters, and I had doctors, and I had nurses, and I had people who worked in major corporations, and all of it, and I got to care for these kids, right? So you don't have to be one who has your own biological children or your adopted children. I mean, you may be a mentor to many children in a different way. We've got to learn how to love beyond our abilities, right? Because when you think about the kids, they just want to run and hide. What do you think we as parents want to do? Sometimes I want to run and hide because I don't know what to do. It's like, I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist. I'm not a counselor. I don't know how to handle these things. And so there are parents, right, who miss the signs not because they don't love their children. They don't know what they don't know. But you can help your child when you love beyond your abilities. I want to go over some, you know, areas here, three things specifically, and give you some examples and just kind of, I don't know if I'd call it a refresher course, but it's some things we don't think about it when we're in the moment. And so it's good that when we're not in that moment to kind of already have that in the back of our mind. So if we're placed in a moment, we can respond accordingly. Okay, that's preparation. Because most of the time when we have these encounters with our kiddos, we didn't plan for it. It just happens. And so we've got to be on the cutting edge of, all right, I'm arming myself with knowledge, right? I'm going to love beyond my ability. So number one, cultivate a safe and non-judgmental space. The first step in supporting your child's mental health is to establish an environment of safety and acceptance. Create a space where they feel comfortable expressing their feelings without fear of judgment or criticism. Now, I will say this. There's a time that you got to lay down the law. It's blood or flood, and you're going to lay down the law. Those moments, you do that. There's a lot of other times that you need to just shut your mouth. You need to put the duct tape over your mouth, and you need to not speak, and you need to listen. And listen intentionally with such a great intent that you feel as if you were with them as they share, whether it's their feelings, the story, the situation, the circumstance, whatever it is, you are almost like in the situation with them. You want to encourage open communication by actively listening and validating their emotions. Be empathetic. Don't go off on the deep end and start talking about, well, I remember when. There's a time and a place for I remember when. But a lot of times when they're coming and they're sharing their heart, it's not then. So show understanding, even if you may not fully comprehend their struggles. Things are a little bit different. All right? I raised 5 kids. We didn't have social media. Praise the Lord. I'm just saying. Now, I could have done it in a social media world. Number one, instead of having 50,000 pictures, I probably would have had 250,000 pictures. All right? It would have been snap and I would have been doing, yeah, it would have been crazy. But at the same time, we have to understand, you know, the roles that they are playing in the world that they're in right now. And then we have to sit there and apply ourselves as parents. So what can we do to help them through this? Remember, your role as a parent is not to fix everything, but to be their anchor, providing a refuge of love and support. Research indicates that expressing emotions in a safe environment can have a positive impact on mental health. So encourage those healthy emotional expressions. And when you do that with your kiddos, it helps them develop a resilience and coping mechanisms that will serve them well throughout their lives. Bear one another's burdens. Believe it or not, you know, sometimes you see these quotes come across social media. That's actually in the Bible. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6, verse 2. We need to be doing that for our children, but in a very safe environment. And I would add, part of having that safe environment is being on your knees and praying so that you have the endurance, what you need to give and offer your children when they need you most. Number two, encourage healthy coping strategies. Now, teaching children effective coping strategies is essential for their mental well-being. Help them explore activities that bring them joy and provide a sense of relief, even a sense of accomplishment. Right? Encourage hobbies such as art, music, sports, or writing. And the sports part, it doesn't always have to be fully competitive. They don't have to be on the varsity team. It's okay if they play with just a group of neighbors and you guys just get together to have fun because they enjoy the sport of it. Remember that. I think sometimes we forget and we're always pushing our kids to be better and better. And it's like, okay, don't live vicariously through your child. That's not good. It's not healthy. But encourage these activities together whenever possible. Go out and throw a ball around together. Go swimming together, right? Go bike riding, go walking. Foster these bonding moments while promoting their emotional health. It's essential to promote a healthy lifestyle by encouraging good nutrition, right? Regular exercise and quality sleep. Studies have consistently shown that exercise and physical activity have a positive impact on mental health, boosting, what do you think, mood and reducing stress and anxiety, all of which we all need. We all need. So what are you putting in? If you are going through the drive-through 5 days out of 7 days a week for dinner, or even for snacks, don't you think that might have a bearing on your child's health and well-being? It most certainly does. 1 Corinthians 6, Verse 19 says this, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. In other words, take care of yourself. Take care of your child. Help them understand. Make sure they're drinking enough water. Now, I want to go back, though, to this for a moment. Encourage healthy coping strategies. The word cope or coping, how do you cope with something? It can get a bad rap. And some people think like it's a negative word. It's not. It's how to deal with the situation. So use words that your kiddos understand. Don't say, okay, now Sue, I'm going to teach you how to cope with your anxiety. That's probably not going to go over real well. You've got to use their language. And the more you listen to them, the more you'll be able to explain some things and say, hey, this is some things that you can do. Now, you might be saying, now, Christiane, you said love beyond my abilities. Yeah, I did. So number three, seek professional support. And I'm not talking just about your child. I'm talking about you too. Recognizing our limitations as parents is crucial. If you notice persistent signs of depression, anxiety, or other mental health issues in your child, it really is necessary for you to seek professional assistance. Right? Remember, seeking help does not diminish your love or capabilities as a parent. It shows your dedication to ensuring your child receives the care they deserve. So consult with a qualified mental health professional who specializes in working with children and adolescents. They can provide a proper diagnosis, therapeutic interventions, and appropriate treatment plans tailored to your child's specific needs, their situation, the circumstances at home, etc. Seeking professional support also offers an opportunity for parents, yes, that means you, to learn strategies to better assist their child's mental health. In other words, maybe you need to be the one asking for help first, inquiring with their pediatrician and saying, you know, Dr. John, this is what we're looking at here and I'm a little concerned and, you know, we're coming in for our well checkup. Would you be willing to ask some deeper questions and really see, you know, you asked me to leave the room. Will you do that? Because I am concerned. These are the signs that I'm seeing. These are some issues my child's dealing with. Have those conversations before you go. Right? Send a note. Most places now do emails. And you can send a note to the nurse. And the nurse can contact the doctor and they can go back and forth. And they can send you something and say, this is what I would do, Mrs. Mom. I would have you do this. And if it still persists, then let's set up an appointment. What day works best for you? Okay, there's communication. A lot of things fall away because we're not paying attention. Proverbs 4 verse 13 says this, keep hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. In other words, knowledge, right? Love beyond your abilities. Learn, read books. Now, I'm not saying go to Google and ask for, well, what do I do if my child is doing this? I would not recommend that. Why, you may ask? Because you're going to get all the other CRAP that's out there. You don't need to be flooded with, if your child's doing this, then they might be this, 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 and this. And your child may not even be close to that. And then all of a sudden, you're freaking out. As a parent, you don't need a freak out moment. You need to stay calm, collected, so you can love beyond your abilities, right? That is what's got to trump everything, is your unconditional love for your child. That's one thing I've always wanted my children to know, is that my front door, back door, friend's entrance, garage doors, all my doors are always open to my children. No questions asked. You need to come home for whatever reason, you get to come home. Now, does that mean we're not going to discuss what's happening? No, but it may not happen that moment. It may not happen within a few days or weeks. Will we eventually get to those kind of conversations? Yes. But I want them to know that they have a safety net to fall. Always, no questions asked. Do your kids know that? I mean, seriously. I've had other kids come and stay with us because they knew that. Now, of course, I communicated with their parents. They knew it was happening. But it's important. We have got to look out for our children. It's not the job of the schools. It's not the job of the churches. I'm not saying they can't help. I'm not saying they shouldn't be a part of the solution. But you're on the front line, my friend. Come on, Mom. Come on, Dad. You got this. Right? As parents, we play a vital role in supporting our children's mental health. To create that safe environment, encourage those coping mechanisms, those tools and strategies they can use. Right? Maybe they shouldn't be hanging out with the crowd they are. Well, then let's figure out who they should be hanging out with. And guess what? Maybe you need to give them an excuse. Mom said I can't do this. That's great. Let them drag your name through the mud. It's time to take one for the team, right? Come on. You're strong enough for this. And when you do all of this, you can nurture your children with love, unconditional love. And I want to remind you, you're not alone in this, right? That's one reason why I've had my heart in opening AIM. I want us to come together and support each other like none other. So reach out to other friends. Reach out to those confidants. Reach out to people in your churches. There's a lot of churches that are now having classes because mental health is such a concern right now in our society, especially for children, not just for adults, but also for children. And there's a lot of support out there that can offer guidance and encouragement along the way. You are not alone. So I don't want you to feel like you have to run and hide because you don't feel like you have the ability. Okay, I'm not saying you do this by yourself and of your own strength. Get on your knees and pray. And then consult with your professionals, your medical providers, right? Your counselors, your school teachers, your pastor, maybe your own mom or a confidant that you're really close to. You're like, I got to let this out. Our children need us. We're on the front line for them. And it's time, well, that we love beyond our abilities. Go in peace, my friend. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.